常高兴看到方国展弟兄回来。
Very happy to see Brother Fang is among us.
他上个礼拜开盲肠。
He had a appendicitis surgery last week.
几年前我把我的智齿拔掉的时候。
A few years ago when I had my wisdom tooth extracted.
我就变成无齿之徒。
I became the toothless person.
现在他没有肠，叫断肠人。
Now he's the person without appendix.
断肠人在天涯。You don't have to translate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
感谢主，我们今天要来讲一段神的话语。
Thank God that today we're going to study God's word.
我发现这个林教授一家老是坐在那个角落哈。
I see that Professor Lin's family is always in that corner.
幸亏我的侧影哈比较好看。
It's good that my side profile is pretty good.
我们今天呢讲到的经文是从箴言九章第十节。
Today our sermon is from Proverbs 9:10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我想我们基督徒非常熟悉这段经文。
I believe that all Christians are very familiar with this scripture.
另外一段经文也是跟今天讲到有关系的，是在新约的哥林多前书第二章一到二节。
Another scripture that's related to our sermon today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 2.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Brothers and sisters, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们今天从所罗门讲起。
Today we're going to start with Solomon.
大家都知道所罗门是大卫的儿子。
Everybody knows that Solomon was son of David.
大卫儿子很多。
David has many sons.
但是他选了所罗门来继承他的王位。
But he chose Solomon to inherit his kingship.
绝对有原因的。
There's a good reason.
因为所罗门在继位的时候年纪比较轻。
Because Solomon, when he inherited the throneship, he was very young.
他的哥哥们都非常的嫉妒他。
His brothers all were very jealous of him.
但是呢他却向神求智慧。
But he requested, asked for wisdom from God.
神就赐给他智慧。
And God gave him wisdom.
他就成为一个非常令人羡慕的一个国王。
So he became one that was admired by many people.
当时的以色列跟犹大是一个统一的国家。
At that time, Judah and Israel was a unified country.
这个国家是空前绝后的强大的富足。
And that country was very strong and prosperous, and none could match that.
所以所罗门王是历史上最受人羡慕的一个王。
So Solomon was the king historically admired by many people.
那么所罗门王在他继位的初期的时候。
So beginning of his throneship, Solomon.
他到一个地方叫基遍的地方去敬拜神。
So he went to a place called Gibeon to worship God.
那么他在那边呢就向神求。
So at that place he asked for God.
他说仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然我谁能判断这众多的民呢？
He said, Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?
所以他所求智慧不是为了他自己的目的。
So he asked for wisdom not for his personal benefit.
这个智慧是用来判断他的百姓的。
This wisdom is to judge his people.
那么神就答应他。
So God granted his wish.
神在他做梦的时候告诉他这句话。
God gave him this in his dream.
我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。
God said, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be.
意思就是他的智慧是空前绝后的。
Means that his wisdom is matchless.
那么果然所罗门非常有智慧。
And indeed, Solomon was very wise.
圣经就举了一个例子。
Bible gave us an example.
有两个妓女争夺一个孩子。
There were two prostitutes. They were fighting for the same child.
两个人都说这个孩子是他的。
Both of them said that the child was hers.
就跑到了所罗门王面前来。
So they came to King Solomon.
所罗门王就灵机一动。
So King Solomon had this idea.
王说将这个活的孩子劈成两半，一半给这个妇人，一半给那个妇人。
So king said, cut the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other.
这个活的孩子的真正的妈妈就非常的心痛，她就说为了给自己的孩子心里急痛，就说求主将活孩子给那妇人吧，万不可杀他。那妇人说这孩子也不归我也不归你，把他劈了吧。王就说这活孩把这活孩子给这妇人，万不可杀他，因为这妇人实在是他的母亲。
The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two. Then the king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother.
因为只有这个孩子的真正的妈妈才这么痛惜这个孩子。
Because only the true mother would be so deeply moved for the living baby.
这是所罗门的智慧。
That's the wisdom of Solomon.
那么所罗门一生也强调智慧。
All his life he emphasized wisdom.
他讲了许多智慧的言语。
He described a lot of proverbs about wisdom.
我们所很熟悉的箴言书大部分都是所罗门写的。
The proverbs that we're familiar with, most of them were written by Solomon.
而且你看箴言书的时候，一开始就强调智慧。
And we see that in the beginning, proverbs emphasize wisdom.
一直到前面的九章，全部都是讲智慧。
The first nine chapters were all about wisdom.
而且他也讲了许多真是有智慧的话。
And lots of wise words.
我最喜欢的是这句话。
This is my favorite.
妇女美貌而无见识，如同金环戴在猪鼻子上。
Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion.
我读了这句话以后，我发现所罗门胆子好大。
When I read it, I thought, wow, Solomon was really brave.
他有三百个老婆。
He had 300 wives.
这大家联合起来攻击他，吃不了兜着走啊。
If all of them are combined together, unified to attack him, he's in trouble.
那么神也祝福所罗门。
God really blessed Solomon.
神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你，在你以后也没有像你的，你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣。”使你在世的日子，列王之中没有一个能比上你的。
God says, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings.
果然，所罗门他所治理这个王国是空前的强大。
Indeed, the country that Solomon was governing was extremely strong.
圣经上面说，神所赐给所罗门极大的智慧和聪明和广大的心，如同海沙，不可测量。
Bible tells us that God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore.
那么，而且说犹大人和以色列人如同海边的沙那么多，都吃喝快乐。
Besides, the Bible says that the people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They ate, they drank, and they were happy.
圣经上又说，所罗门在世的日子，这些国都进贡服侍他，而且说四境尽都平安。
Bible also tells us that these countries brought tribute and were Solomon's subjects all his life and had peace on all sides.
我就觉得很奇怪。
I was wondering.
这么强大的一个国家，富裕的国家。
Such a strong and prosperous country.
怎么会旁边的这些国家不来打他们的主意呢？
Why would other countries around not come to attack him?
而且你看列王记上的时候，果然在所罗门这 一生当中从来没有打过一次战。
Indeed, we see in the first Kings that Solomon never used any weapon.
你知道他的爸爸大卫也是一个建立一个强大的王国。
We know that his father David was also king of a very strong country.
但是大卫打下这片江山真是不容易。
But David used fighting. He fought for his country.
啊，真是不晓得流血死了多少人。
Lots of bloody wars.
真的是一将功成万骨枯。You don't have to translate that. 但是所罗门就不一样。
It's very different for Solomon.
所罗门没有用任何的兵刀。
Solomon didn't use any weapon.
而且国泰民安是当时最大的强大的国家。
Besides, his country was peaceful and prosperous, was the strongest country at that time.
圣经上面说，所罗门王的财宝和智慧胜过天下的列王。
Bible tells us that King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth.
有些王是在比较远的地方。
Many kings were in faraway places.
听说所罗门有这么有智慧。
When they heard that Solomon was so wise,
心里不服气。
They didn't feel peace at peace.
就万里跋涉来到这个所罗门的王国。
So they traveled a long distance to King Solomon.
结果见到所罗门，跟他讲了几句话以后。
And they saw him and talked to him.
果然五体投地。
Indeed, they were, they agreed that he was very wise.
非常非常的佩服所罗门。
They really admired him.
他就是这样的一个国王。
He is such a king.
那么，而且他有妃700，都是公主，而且有兵300。
In addition, Solomon had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines.
所以我刚刚讲错了，是700啊。当这个
I was wrong. He had 700 wives.
加起来1000啊
！Altogether 1000。
这个比我们中国的国王还差哈、啊！这个中国不是后宫3000吗
？That's worse than some of our Chinese emperors. Chinese emperors had like 3000 concubines.
不晓得这怎么处理哈、
啊、？Not sure how they handle that.
而且他说，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Besides, Bible tells us the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it.
这是所罗门自己写的话。
This is written by Solomon.
写在箴言书里面。
In the Proverbs.
但是。
But.
很奇怪的。
Very strangely.
以所罗门王到了老年的时候。
When he was older.
他写了他最后一本书。
He wrote this last book.
这本书叫传道书。
This book is Ecclesiastes.
而且他一在开始的时候他就说过，写这本书的人曾经在耶路撒冷做过王。
And in the beginning of this book, it says that the person who wrote this book was king in Jerusalem at one time.
而且是很有智慧的王。
And was a very wise king.
大家都知道就是所罗门。
And everybody knows that's King Solomon.
你看这本书里面他常常有一句话反复的出现。
And we see in this book that there is a repeating phrase.
他说，我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。
It says that I have seen all things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
然后又说，因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦；增加知识的，就增加忧伤。
In addition, it says, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief."
这跟箴言书完全两样啊。
This is totally different from the Proverbs.
箴言书强调的是智慧啊。
Proverbs emphasized wisdom.
这里说多有智慧就多有愁烦，增加知识的就增加忧伤。
Here it says, "With much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief."
实在不能想象，传道书也是写所罗门写的。
It's hard to imagine that Ecclesiastes was also written by Solomon.
所以有人就说，所罗门晚年呢有抑郁症。
So some said that maybe Solomon was suffering from depression at his old age.
我不认为如此。
I don't think so.
所以你们看传道书最后的结论。
So let's see the conclusion of the Ecclesiastes.
传道书第十二章十三到十四节这样说。
Chapter 12 verses 13 to 14 says.
这些事都已经听见了，总意就是敬畏神，遵谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，这连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
It says, now all has been heard.Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
意思就是说，虽然这个世上面有许多的智慧，
even though there is lots of wisdom in the world,
还有许多因为智慧所带来的财富，
and lots of prosperityresulting from the wisdom.
还有因为智慧所带来的一切的这个人生的享受。
The wisdom also brought lots of enjoyment.
到后来他一看的时候发现都是虚空，都是普风。
But at the end, Solomon found that it's all meaningless. It's all chasing after the wind.
他得到的结论是什么呢？
What's his conclusion?
就是要敬畏神。
To fear God.
要谨守他的诫命。
To keep his commandments.
因为这是人所当尽的本分。
Because that's the duty of all mankind.
因为人所做的一切事，将来神都要审判。
Because everything that we do, human do, will be judged by God.
传道书以这样子结尾。
Ecclesiastes concludes such.
我有的时候读传道书的时候。
Sometimes when I read Ecclesiastes.
我一直读，就希望到最后的时候读到一点 inspirational， 好像是这种话语哈。
I wish when I read more about Ecclesiastes, I would get more inspiration.
但是没有。
But no.
他最后只是告诉你要敬畏神。
At the end, he just said that we need to fear God.
好。那么我们就看到在传道书里面他讲到的智慧前面有三个字。
So we see that there are three words when Ecclesiastes talked about wisdom.
那就是日光之下。
And that is under the sun.
我后来我发现所罗门王他所讲到的这些智慧，以及因为这些智慧所带来的这种空虚。
So I realized later that the kind of wisdom that Solomon was talking about and the emptiness that it brought.
他说是日光之下的。
It's under the sun.
日光之下的智慧虽然重要。
The wisdom under the sun is important.
但是还有一个东西是在日光之上的。
But something is beyond the sun.
日光之上的智慧更加的重要。
Wisdom beyond the sun is even more important.
这个时候就我们就看到另外一个智慧的人。
Now we see another wise man.
这个人叫做保罗。
And this person is Paul.
他是在新约时代的人。
He is a person in the New Testament.
比所罗门晚了一千多年。
More than 1,000 years after Solomon.
那么他也是犹太人。
He's also Jew.
而且他是当时的所谓法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他是一个很有学问的人。
He was a very knowledgeable person.
他拜在加马列的门下。
He was learning after this person called Gamaliel.
加玛列呢，他的这个学校呢是当时最好的学校。
The school by Gamaliel was the best school at that time.
要成为加玛列的学生真是不容易。
To become the student of Gamaliel is not easy.
基本上呢，就是当时的哈佛大学。
In essence, that was the Harvard at that time.
而且他非常的聪明。
Besides, he was a very wise man.
我们就看到他以后在传道的时候。
We see later when he was preaching.
他可以跟最有智慧的人辩论。
He was able to debate with the most knowledgeable person.
而且还辩论赢了。
And he won the debate.
你就看到他的确是一个智慧的人。
We see that he was truly indeed wise.
这样的一个人信了耶稣以后。
But this person, after he became a believer.
他却有极大的改变。
He had drastic change.
今天我们不是来讲保罗生平的。
Today we're not talking about the life of Paul.
我们看见保罗自己的见证。
We see the testimony of Paul.
写在腓立比书第三章八节。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
他说不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督。
He said, What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ.
我们如果看这个新约圣经的时候
，When we read New Testament,
保罗归主以后所这个他的生活
，The life of Paul after he became a believer.
从我们人的眼光来看是非常悲惨的。
From human's viewpoint, is disastrous.
他基本上是居无定所。
He didn't have a regular place to stay.
劳苦一生
Very painful.
也没结婚
Didn't marry.
当然没有孩子
Of course, didn't have any kids.
而且常常吃不饱饭
Often was hungry.
而且更糟糕的是常常因为传道的关系被人家抓起来
What's worse, because of preaching, he was arrested often.
被人家打了个半死
He was beaten almost to death.
有一回人家以为已经他被打死了
One time, people thought that he was dead.
就把他摆着丢到城门外面。
So they threw him outside of the city wall.
意思要喂狗吃了。
So left him to be eaten by dogs.
没想到那个城市里面的基督徒。
They didn't realize that the believers in that city.
围着保罗祷告。
They prayed around Paul.
他居然又醒过来了。
And he became alive again.
然后又回到这个城市里面继续传道。
And he went back into the city, continued to preach.
所以他跟所罗门一样，同样是两个智慧的人。
So he was a wise man as well, just like Solomon.
一个人享尽世间的荣华富贵。
And when one enjoyed all the worldly goodness.
另外一个人呢，却是过了一生颠沛的生活。
Another person had a very difficult life.
可是很奇妙的
But very amazingly,
那个享尽荣华富贵的人到最后晚年的时候
The person that had all the goodness in life when he was old
说虚空的虚空一切都是虚空
He said that everything was empty, meaningless
一切都是普风
Everything was like chasing after the wind
这个一生颠沛的人
But the person who had a very difficult life
却说我已经为他丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督
At the end he said that I consider everything a loss because of knowing Christ Jesus
他被关在监牢里面的时候
When he was in prison
他写了四本书信
He wrote four books
其中的一本是叫做腓立比书
One of them is Philippians
我前一阵子我跟刘国强弟兄，我们在读这个《腓立比书》。
A while ago, I was studying this book with Brother 国强。
我强调的就是，这个人是在一个罗马的大牢里面。
I emphasize that this person was in the Roman prison.
又阴湿又黑暗。
Very dark and wet.
是一个非常非常痛苦的地方。
It's a very, very painful place.
但是《腓立比书》里面却充满了喜乐。
But Throughout Philippians, there was lots of joy.
完全不能够理解。
You cannot understand.
你可以看到这两个都是智慧的人。
You see, both of them are wise person.
但是 有一个智慧的人，他得到了日光之上的智慧。
But one of them gained the wisdom that's beyond the sun.
另外那个人只有日光之下的智慧。
The other one only the wisdom under the sun.
所以到最后的结局完全不一样。
So at the end, the conclusion was very different.
那么我们看保罗在雅典的时候。
Let's see when Paul was in Athens.
雅典是希腊这个地方的最大的一个城市。
Athens was the largest city in Greek.
希腊人是最讲究智慧的。
And Greeks, they really emphasized wisdom.
在他希腊人的首府的地方，那更加不得了，有许许多多的学派。
In this capital, there are many schools of thought.
在使徒行传第十七章。
In Acts chapter 17,
记载了保罗刚刚到雅典这个城发生的事情。
It says what happened when Paul first arrived to Athens.
他发现这个城市里面的人非常着重智慧。
He found out that people in that city really emphasized wisdom.
所以他就于是在会堂里与犹太人和近迁的人，并每日在世上所见的人辩论。
So he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there.
有解经家说，法利赛人当中的训练。
Bible interpreters said this.
他们除了深深的研究律法以外，
not only they study the law.
他们还研究了如何辩论，他们对当时的所谓的叫做副教学，他们是加玛列门下是第一把。
So they also study apologetics and under the teaching of Gamaliel.
所以保罗跟人家辩论是不会输的。
So Paul always win when he debated with people.
这里特别讲到两个门派。
Here we see two schools of thought.
叫做以比古罗和斯多亚。
One is the Epicurean and the other one is Stoic.
他说还有伊比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论。
It says that a group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him.
伊比古罗是这个学派是什么呢？
What is Epicurean?
他们是无神的。
They're atheist.
他们跟今天的许多人一样。
They are like many people today.
强调的是这一生的享乐。
They emphasize happiness in the world.
这一种人显然没有读过传道书。
Obviously, these people have not read Ecclesiastes.
他们读了传道书，晓得到最后都是虚空，都是捕风。
If they have read that, they would know that it's all empty at the end, it's all meaningless.
但是斯多亚学派呢？
But what about the Stoic?
他们是泛神的。
They are pantheists.
一说他们认识很多很多的神。
They know many gods.
对每一个神都很尊敬。
They worship every god.
他们强调自律，强调道德。
They emphasize self-discipline and ethics.
所以这一派的人呢，他是过了一个比较敬虔的生活。
So these philosophers, they live a very sacred life.
这两种人当时在雅典，他们彼此也争论。
So these two types of philosophers, they also debated with each other.
但是保罗到他们当中的时候，
But when Paul came to them,
却高谈从死里复活的耶稣。
So Paul preached the resurrected Jesus among them.
圣经上面说，众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑他的。于是保罗从他们中间就出去了。
Bible says that when they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council.
因为不管是伊比古罗派还是斯多亚派，这两种人都认为死里复活这种事情是绝对不可能的。
Because neither Epicurean or the Stoic, neither of them believe in resurrection.
是觉得非常荒谬的。
They thought that it was a joke.
所以根本就不相信保罗所说的。
They would not believe in what Paul said.
而且讥笑他。
And they laughed at him.
保罗非常有挫折感。
Paul was frustrated.
这里说，于是保罗从他们中间就出去了。
Here we see that Paul left the council.
基本上面呢，不能够用言语来说服这些人。
Basically, Paul couldn't convince them in words.
但有几个人贴近他信了主。
But some of them believe.
这个在希腊文里面几个人
In Greek, some of them.
你如果看原文的话，它是 oligo.
The original Greek is oligo.
Oligo, 对这个字希腊字，什么就是说就少数的几个人意思。
Means minority.
所以保罗在雅典传福音的果效不是很好。
So the outcome of Paul's evangelism in Athens was not good.
所以你看新约的圣经里面没有提到说雅典的教会。
So in New Testament we didn't see any Athens church.
那保罗也没有写一个保罗打雅典人的书，没有。
Paul didn't write any letter to people in Athens.
所以在雅典的效果不好。
So the outcome was poor in Athens.
信主的人不多。
Not many believed.
好了，保罗在雅典待过以后。
So after Athens,
保罗就到了哥林多。
Paul went to Corinth.
我们也去过哥林多哈，我跟喜林有一年有这个上帝的恩典，我们不但到了雅典，也到了哥林多。
With God's grace, me and my wife were there in Corinth a few years ago.
这两个城市不相隔不远啊。
These two cities were not too far apart.
开车的话大概就是两个小时就到了。
By car, it's only about 2 hours drive.
不过不大容易找路哈。
But it's hard to find the way.
因为那个路牌子都是 Alpha, Beta, Gamma.
Because all the road sign was Alpha, Beta, Gamma.
等到我想到哦，这个 Alpha 是 A， 然后 Beta 是 B， 然后再一拼成英文的时候，哎呀，已经过去了。
After I translate the road sign, it's already passed.
所以我们在那里迷路迷得很厉害。
So we got lost a lot.
保罗到了哥林多。
When Paul went to Corinth,
他这个时候就有一个不一样的说法。
He had a different thought, different idea.
我们看哥林多前书。第二章的时候
Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
他说哥林多的人也是希腊人，他们照样的崇尚智慧。
So he said that people in Corinth also were emphasizing wisdom.
跟雅典人没有两样。
The same as people in Athens.
他在雅典已经用他的智慧传耶稣基督。
In Athens, he already used his wisdom to preach God's word.
信主人不多。
But not many believed.
所以他到了哥林多以后呢，他就改变他的策略了。
So when he went to Corinth, he changed his strategy.
他在哥林多前书二章一到二节这样说。
So this is what he says in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 2.
各位弟兄姐妹们，你们读使徒行传了，一定要参照保罗的书信一起读。
Brothers and sisters, when you do Acts, you have to read Paul's letters.
神的话语都是连起来的。
God's words are all connected.
你如果光读使徒行传，你不晓得保罗写给哥林多人他写的这封信。
If you're reading Acts and don't read the letters, you don't know about the letter that he wrote to Corinthians.
你就只不过是看了一部分，没有办法看到全面。
You can only see partial view.
这里说弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Here it says, Brothers and sisters, when I came to you I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
没有伊比古罗，也没有斯多亚。
No Epicurean or Stoic.
没有辩论了。
No debate.
已经改变策略。
He changed his strategy.
不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He knew nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
很明显的，这是一个策略的改变。
Clearly, he changed his strategy.
我们看最后的结果怎么样？
We see what was the outcome.
虽然保罗在哥林多传福音的时候，开始的时候有些挫折。
Even though in the beginning when he was preaching, there was challenges.
因为在哥林多的犹太人比较多。
Because there were more Jews in Corinth.
所以他到先到一个城市以后，他通常都是到犹太的会堂里面去。
So when he first got to a city, he usually went to a synagogue.
那么犹太人反对他。
The Jews were against him.
保罗也受了很多的挫折。
Paul also had lots of frustration.
当天他已经决定要离开哥林多了。
When he was about to leave Corinth,
主在夜间在他做梦的时候向他显现。
God appeared to him in his dream.
他说不要怕。
He said, "Do not fear."
只管传福音。
Just preach the gospel.
因为在这个城市里面有我有许多属于我的人。
Because in this city there are many that belong to me.
保罗受了很大的鼓励。
Paul was very encouraged.
他后来在哥林多待了一年半。
Later he stayed in Corinth a year and a half.
而且我们知道哥林多教会就建立了。
Besides, we know that the Corinthian church was established.
我们去哥林多的时候。
When we were in Corinth.
那么哥林多那个古城里面老城里面最大的一个建筑物就是一个偶像庙。
And in the old city of Corinth, there was a huge temple of idol.
我听他们那个导游讲。
I heard from the guide.
这些哥林多人到那个偶像庙里面去拜的时候。
These Corinthians when they went to the temple.
偶像庙里面的那些祭司都是女的。
All the priestess, they were female priests.
你如果在里面去敬拜的时候
When they went to worship,
送上金钱送上祭品的时候
they contribute their money,
还可以跟这些女祭司发生关系
they could also have sexual relationship with those priests.
所以是一个非常淫乱的这样子的一种崇拜
It was a very defiled type of worship.
所以哥林多人他们是从一个淫乱的一个不守道德的这么一个文化里面出来的
So Corinthians church came from such a defiled and sinful society.
怪不得你看哥林多前书后书的时候。
No wonder when you read 2 Corinthians.
保罗对哥林多的教会有许许多多重的话。
Paul had many heavy words for the Corinthians.
他对别的教会都没有这样的话。
He never said such heavy words to other churches.
可见哥林多教会是有问题的。
We can see that there was indeed problem in Corinthian church.
但是保罗在这样的一个环境当中
But in such environment
他不传别的只传耶稣基督并他钉十字架
Paul didn't preach anything else but Jesus Christ and him crucified
在哥林多的老城
In this old city of Corinth
那个大的偶像庙
The big idol, temple of idol
它的对面就是一条直街
Across from that was a straight street
然后呢还有一些这个横街
And also some side street
但是所有的主要的这种商店啊或者居民啊就是在这个直街的两旁
But most of the stores and residents were along the side of this big straight street
其中有一个小小的一个现在是废墟哈
Among them there was a historical place deserted
ruined place 上面写的挂了一个牌子
And there was a sign
上面写着这个就是最早的哥林多教会
It says that this was the earliest Corinthian church
我不晓得他们怎么找得出来这个地方就是哥林多教会
I don't know how they identify that this was the earliest church
可能他在那个房间里面找到一些我们最早的基督徒所画的这些符号例如是一个鱼啊
Perhaps they found some Christian sign like fish symbol in that room.
令我最感动的
What most touched me
是一个牌子
There was a sign
用希腊文跟英文写的
In Greek and in English
写了哥林多后书里面的一句话
It says a verse from 2 Corinthians
他说我们这个自战自清的苦楚是要成就那永恒无比的极大的荣耀
It says that our temporary pain and trouble is for that eternal glory
这是哥林多后书里面的一句话
This is in 2 Corinthians
我和喜林站在那个地方
Me and my wife when we were standing there
想到这一个智慧的人
When we thought of this wise person
为主受这么多的苦
How he suffered for the Lord
他在哥林多的时候没有用他的智慧去辩论。
In Corinth, he didn't use his wisdom to debate.
他所传的
What he preached
只有一个信息
Only one message.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架
Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他哥林多教会虽然有问题
Even though Corinthian church has problems.
但是到底建立起来了。
But eventually it was established.
所以保罗对智慧的看法在哥林多前书里面有些交代。
Therefore, we see Paul's view on wisdom in 1 Corinthians.
他说犹太人是要神迹，希利底人求智慧，我们却传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
We see that Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles.
绊脚石的意思是说，是一种在这个往前面走的时候碰到一个绊脚石，你会摔跤的。
Stumbling block is something that will make you trip and fall while you're walking forward.
这个绊脚石还比较容易。
Stumbling block is easy.
摔倒了以后，你可以爬起来继续走。
When you fall, you could get up again.
最糟糕的是这些希腊人。
What's worse are these Greeks?
希腊人认为钉十字架这件事情，这个十字架跟钉十字架的耶稣基督，他是愚拙的。
Greeks thought that Jesus Christ and Him crucified, this whole matter was foolish.
这个对于崇尚智慧的这个希腊人来讲的话，这是一个不能接受的事情。
For Greeks who look for wisdom, this is something that's not acceptable.
但是保罗强调，他说基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
But Paul emphasized that Jesus Christ was the power and God's power and God's wisdom.
犹太人求神迹。
Greeks, Jews ask for signs.
做神迹需要能力。
Ask for signs. Signs needs power.
耶稣基督就是神的能力。
Jesus Christ was the power of God.
他能行神迹。
He could perform miracles.
果然，保罗在不管在雅典，在哥林多，都行了神迹。
Indeed, Paul performed miracles in both Athens and Corinth.
但更重要的是这些外邦的希腊人，他们求智慧。
But what's more important is that these Gentiles, they sought wisdom.
保罗说基督就是神的智慧。
Paul said that Jesus Christ was God's wisdom.
是所有天下万物的智慧的总和。
It's the combination of all wisdom in the world.
而且他这地方大胆地说，
Here he said boldly,
他说智慧人在哪里啊，文士在哪里啊，这世上的辨士在哪里啊，神岂不叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
He said, where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the Lord, of the world?
我想那些以比古罗还有斯多亚学派的人看到这句话一定大怒啊。
I think those philosophers of the Epicurean and Stoic, they would be very mad when they read this.
这个基本上面对他们很不礼貌。
This is very, very impolite to them.
保罗他的传福音有一个特点。
There's one thing special about Paul's preaching.
他在传真理的时候。
When he was preaching the truth.
如果是真理。
If it's true.
他不在乎礼貌不礼貌。
He would not care whether it was polite or not.
这一点他是非常大胆的。
He was bold.
如果因为是真理，他必须要讲得清楚的时候。
If because it's truth and he has to explain it very clearly.
他不惜得罪人。
He didn't care to offend people.
好，回头来讲所罗门。
So let's come back to Solomon.
所罗门，你看在列王记上的时候讲到他所犯的罪。
In 1 Kings, we see how Solomon sinned.
耶和华曾晓谕以色列人说，你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神。所罗门却恋爱这些女子。
1 Kings says they were from nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods. Nevertheless,Solomon held fast to them in love.
圣经上面说所罗门有七百个太太。
So Bible tells us that Solomon had 700 wives.
这七百个太太全是公主啊。
All these 700 wives were of royal birth.
都是各个国家的公主。
They were all princesses from various countries.
所以他讨了这些老婆都是从别的国家讨来的。
So he married all these princesses from other countries.
那么当然，他们带着他们自己国家的信仰。
Of course, these princesses brought their own belief from their country.
圣经上面说，所罗门王就开始随从他这些宠爱的老婆去敬拜外邦的神。
So the Bible tells us Solomon started to follow these other gods with his wife.
所罗门干罪了。
Solomon sinned.
耶和华曾吩咐他不可随从别神，他却没有遵从耶和华所吩咐的。
Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command.
这个列王记，不管是列王记上也列王记下也好。
In either First King or the Second Kings.
所强调的最严重的一个罪。
They emphasized the greatest sin.
就是拜别的神。
Which is to worship other gods.
所罗门犯的罪就是这个最严重的罪。
And this is what Solomon has sinned, the greatest sin.
所罗门跟保罗有不一样的地方。
There are differences between Solomon and Paul.
保罗以前也是抵挡耶稣基督的。
Paul before also was against Jesus Christ.
但是保罗悔改了以后，他强调的就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But after Paul repented,All he emphasized was Jesus Christ and him crucified.
而且他说在提摩太前书这样说。
Besides, this is what Paul said in 1 Timothy.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是十分可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
耶稣基督既然是弥赛亚，他是要拯救罪人的。
Now that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, came to save sinners.
他就是神，他来到人间，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He is God. He came to the world to die on the cross for us.
保罗却反对他。
But Paul was against him.
保罗却去抓基督徒。
Paul arrested Christians.
把这些基督徒抓起来，关在牢里，甚至打死。
Put them in prisons and even beat them to death.
保罗犯了很大的罪。
Paul committed great sins.
但是保罗说，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
And Paul said that among sinners I am the worst.
他传的十字架。
He preached the cross.
什么叫十字架？
What is the cross?
就是对付自己的罪来跟随神。
Cross is to address our own sin and turn back to God.
十字架的道理非常简单。
The truth about the cross is very simple.
上帝已经在十字架上面为我们死了。
God has died on the cross for us already.
他为了我们的罪在十字架而死的。
He died on the cross for our sin.
我们今天来跟随耶稣。
Today we follow Jesus.
也要效法耶稣一样来对付我们自己的罪。
We ought to follow Jesus and address our own sin.
我们有什么罪都要在十字架前面来悔改，来靠着主的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Whatever sin that we have to come to the cross and because of Jesus, in His power, we repent.
所以十字架是一个认罪悔改归向神的一个信仰。
So cross is the place to repent and turning back toward God.
十字架的信息是绝对强调的就是罪。
The message of cross emphasized sin.
我读遍的圣经。
I've read throughout the Bible.
我没有发现所罗门认罪。
I didn't see anything about Solomon repented.
列王记上里面讲了所罗门的罪。
In 1 Kings, it talked about the sin of Solomon.
是别人写的。
Was written by other people.
读了所罗门自己的写的东西。
When we read what Solomon wrote.
不管是诗篇
with a psalm,
不管是箴言
or the Proverbs,
传道书
Ecclesiastes,
雅歌
or the Jacob,
不是 Song of Songs,
Song of Songs, sorry,
这都是所罗门写的哈，里面从来没有看到
are written by Solomon,
他所罗门认罪悔改
none talked about him repented.
所以他虽然看见日光之下的虚空，却没有像大卫一样悔改啊。
So even though he saw the emptiness under the sun, he didn't repent like how Paul did.
Not Paul, David.
David.
他的爸爸。
Yes.
大卫王也犯罪。
David also sinned.
大卫悔改了。
But David repented.
你如果看诗篇，里面有许多大卫悔改的事。
If you see Psalm, there were many about David's repentance.
所以上帝对大卫的评价是很高的。
So God put high regard on David.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这个认识这两个字是有特别的意义的。
Knowledge has special meaning.
在不管是旧约也好，新约也好。
Whether in Old Testament or New Testament.
每次讲到认识这两个字的时候。
Every time we see knowledge.
它这个字的字根。
The root of this word.
是跟在创世纪第三章的时候说亚当跟夏娃同房，然后就生下这些孩子来。
It was used in Genesis when Adam and Eve united and had their first
kid. 这个同房这个字，它的字根跟认识是一个字。
The unification of Adam and Eve used the same root as this word knowledge.
所以圣经里面讲到认识神，或者跟神有一个，是跟神有个很亲密的关系的意思。
So when the Bible talks about knowledge, it implies a very intimate relationship with God.
要跟神这个圣洁的神有亲密的关系。
To have an intimate relationship with God.
你必须要认罪啊。
You have to repent.
一个没有对付自己罪的人是不可能跟神有亲密关系的。
One who has not repented cannot have intimate relationship with God.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所罗门最了不起，他只有敬畏，没有认识神。
And most Solomon only feared God, he didn't repent.
那一句箴言，那一句话，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The phrase knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
对所罗门来讲的话，是一个口号。
To Solomon, it was just a saying.
并没有真正的坐在他的身上面。
He didn't really live that out.
所以他没有真正的智慧。
So he didn't have true wisdom.
而且在新约圣经的时候。
Plus in the New Testament.
耶稣基督说过这一句话。
Jesus Christ said this.
他说然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花呢。
He says, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
所以所罗门也不看重，耶稣也不看重所罗门。
So even Jesus did not put high regard on Solomon.
你知道所罗门是一个让人家羡慕的不得了的，这犹太人羡慕所罗门，羡慕的不得了。
We see how Solomon was admired by many, by the Jews.
一千个老婆，你看了不起哦。
A thousand wives, what marvelous!
所以我们今天的信息学了什么事情呢？
So what have we learned from today's message?
耶稣基督并他钉十字架才是真正的最高的智慧。
Jesus Christ and him crucified is the greatest wisdom.
我们要认识至高者。
We have to know this highest God.
我们必须要对付自己的罪。
We have to address our sin.
你如果不对付你的罪，你不能够跟神有亲密的关系。
If you don't repent, address your sin, you cannot have intimate relationship with God.
认罪悔改，走十字架的道路。
Repentance and turning away from sin is the path of Christ.
你知道我们中国人也非常崇尚智慧。
You know, among Chinese, we also emphasize wisdom.
听过吗？书中自有黄金屋啊，书中自有颜如玉啊。
Have you heard this, that a book naturally holds a house of gold and beautiful women?
颜如玉一下子搞不好有一千呢。
Beautiful women, maybe there are a thousand of them.
至少有小三、小四、小五，什么都有啊。
At least a few of them.
而且书，而且书中自有黄金屋啊。
Plus the house holds a house of gold.
你书读得好啊，什么都有了。
If you study well, you will have everything.
我们中国人崇尚智慧这件事情是绝对绝对的，是我们在文化里面。
Among Chinese, definitely emphasizing wisdom is in our culture.
你知道我们这样子的文化影响我们的下一代。
You know, this culture really impact on our next generation.
有人做过这样的统计。
People have summarized this kind of statistics.
在北美的华人教会。
Among the North American churches, Chinese churches.
Chinese churches. 我们的下一代。
Our next generation.
在教会里面长大的。
Those that grow up in churches.
在三十岁以前
before they turn 30 years old
离开他们的信仰基督的信仰的
those that leave the faith of Jesus Christ
高到 80%
reach 80%
我这里不用讲哈你们自己心里有数你们的孩子有没有离开这个信仰
you know whether your kids have left this faith or not
我自己知道的我跟喜林知道的
I know
就已经很多很多
Me and my wife know there are many among us.
为什么呢
Why?
哎呀，这个要考 SAT 啊。
Because they have to take SAT.
SAT 是最重要的。
SAT is the most important.
进 MIT 哈佛是最重要的。
Enter MIT or Harvard is the most important.
不是一回事吗？书中自有黄金屋，书中自有颜如玉吗？
Isn't that the same thing? A book holds a house of gold and beautiful woman.
结果就忘掉了，让我们的孩子们有一个正确的信仰。
So we forget to allow our kids to have the right belief.
有人说是请我来讲讲怎么样教导我们的孩子。
People have asked me to talk about how to raise kids.
我说你应该找喜林哈。
I say you should go ask my wife.
其实我跟喜林教养孩子只有一个条件。
In fact, me and my wife, in terms of raising kids, we only have one condition.
就是圣经上告诉我们的。
That is what the Bible tells us.
我们做父母的最大的责任。
Our biggest responsibility as parents.
就是培养敬虔的后代。
Is to raise godly kids.
你的后代敬虔吗？
Are your kids godly?
我今天的信息是讲给所有在座的父母啊。
My message today is for all the parents.
还有这些后代啊，这些青少年坐在这边的。
And the next generation, these young people.
你们是愿意做保罗呢，还是做所罗门呢？
Are you willing to be Paul or Solomon?
我想做，愿意做所罗门的比较多。
I think probably more of you would like to be Solomon.
Michael, how about you?
Michael, how about you?
那是我的学生啊。
He's my student.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
父神，我孩子今天讲这篇道是很沉重的心。
Father God, this is a very heavy message that I talk about today.
因为看见我们的华人教会。
You see among our Chinese churches.
很明显的，在我们教导我们下一代上面走一个偏差的方向。
Clearly, we have not taught our kids in the right way.
我们强调的是所罗门。
We emphasize Solomon.
我们看不起保罗。
We despise Paul.
把那个日光之上上好的智慧却忽略掉了。
We ignore the wisdom that's beyond the sun.
求主让我们悔改。
Forgive us, help us to repent.
还来得及。
There's still time.
求主恩待我们。
Please, have mercy on us.
感谢祷告奉主的名。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.